Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. We're watching America burn. And hate and destruction is being fomented by many sides, many people. And I mentioned at the end of last hour, previous hour, about how the police have intentionally destroyed tires, maliciously vandalized personal property of we the people. It's an outrage. My blood was boiling yesterday when I was telling Rich Sheban about this, and it still is. And well, I wouldn't want to think about what I would do if I saw a bunch of cops popping tires and my tires were being popped maliciously because I parked at a Kmart parking lot to join a protest. Really? Really? So the police are fomenting hate. Others are fomenting hate. There's plenty of hate to go around. Donald Trump, President Trump, looks at what we need to do and he thinks more police is the answer. And he's the guy. He's the guy that said he was just doing an inspection on the bunker in the White House. Well, according to the news, that's not true. Now, who's telling the truth? I don't know. I don't know if President Trump is telling the truth or whether Attorney General Bill Barr is telling the truth. Because Attorney General Bill Barr says President Trump was rushed to the bunker at the height of the protest outside the White House, despite the president claiming it was just an inspection. The Attorney General told Fox News things were so bad that the Secret Service recommended taking President Trump to the bunker under the White House. The president responds, it was just merely an inspection. So what the heck was it? I don't know. But here's what I do know. Nothing out of the White House can be believed. Nothing out of any politician can be believed. Nothing out of the government can be believed. Nothing out of the media can be believed. Nothing can be believed. And yet, we're supposed to think everything's okay. We're supposed to think that the market, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, is a representation of the health of the economy. Nonsense. It's manipulated. We can't pay back the debt. It's an impossibility. It's impossible. The current administration in the United States has shut down the economy and it's not coming back, in my opinion. There's no way it can come back. There's about 30,000 stores that are not coming back. 30,000 malls. Who's going to go to a mall? Once you lose the anchor like Sears or JCPenney or, one of these big stores that is the anchor, why people go to the mall and while they're there, they look at other little, mom and pop shops. Once the anchor goes under, the whole mall goes under. It's happening all across the United States. People aren't going to the mall anymore. They've been forbidden to go to the mall. Masks on, masks off. You got to have a mask? No, you don't have to have a mask. Where do you get the mask? Our government has done this. I believe there was a race to build the biggest, baddest biological weapon to kill every man, woman, and child on the planet. I believe our government was involved in it. I believe the Chinese were involved in it. And it just so happens that the Chinese let it loose. either by accident or by purpose. It's working great. It's destroyed the United States economy. Now, what do we do about it? Well, that's easy. We stop buying everything made in China. Everything. Remember, they're the guys that did this. How can you forget this? They're the ones who have killed your mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, friend, neighbor, even the people you hate. I'm livid. I'm absolutely livid. And the people who are supposed to protect us, they're slashing our tires. They're beating us with clubs. They're armed to the teeth with weapons of war. They tear gas people. And then they said they didn't. President Trump was going to give a photo op. And people videoed the tear gassing of the streets to get everybody out of the way so President Trump can hold a Bible. Praise the Lord. And the White House denies, no, we didn't. Nobody got tear gassed. Not true. Then they had to walk that back. It's ridiculous. President Trump, I suggest that you act presidential. Act like a president. Act like a leader. Show leadership. But don't beat us into submission because it'll come back and bite you. People have had it. How would you like it if your son was beaten by the police? How would you like it if your tires were slashed by the police? I think it's a mistake, President Trump, to stand in solidarity with the police who are fomenting hate. Take a page out of Camden, New Jersey's playbook. They got rid of police in favor of working with the community. That's their word, community. I would say village. And it's working. We didn't always have police. In our little hamlet here in Missouri, there's no cops. None. Not one. And it's working great. Someone is a thief. Everybody knows. Everybody shuns that guy until he moves out. That's how it works. Works fine. And if he keeps doing burglaries and robberies, the punishment will be severe by the village. That's how it works. That's the way it was in the West. I don't get it. I really don't get what's wrong with people. And to quote Joey, what's the matter with you? Well, he and I both say that. We look at people, what's the matter with them? What's the matter with cops? How do you go home at night and say, oh, I had a great night, honey. Boy, we just wiped out every tire in the parking lot. Gosh. Let's say there were 50 cars. Let's say an average of $600 worth of damage to each car. It's $30,000. Honey, we done great tonight. We just did $30,000 worth of tire destruction. I can't wait to go out tomorrow and do it again. Really? This is sick. Rich Even?
Well, you talked about a lot of things here, so you're going to have to give me a couple segments at least to comment on what you said. You talked about China. You talked about COVID-19. You talked about fraud. You talked about... So I pulled out five articles while I was... that I already had out to comment on what you just said. Disney goes woke for Black Lives Matter, but kowtows to China's racism and concentration camps. See how this works, folks? Former MIC chief.
One question.
COVID was
Rich,
made
what
in a Chinese
woke?
Lab. I've seen the evidence.
What is
woke? This is. Are you chiming in?
Rich, what is woke? What does woke mean?
Woke is
a
term.
I'm just asking the question. You said Disney goes woke.
Yeah. Woke is a term that they use for left Democrat.
What's it mean?
I'm trying to tell you. Woke is a term that typically the so-called fascist left Democrat states use as a synonym to make people realize what the truth is, but really it's more for their agenda and their personal benefit and manufacturing their perception of self-importance and self-preservation, in a nutshell. Next article, LH LabCorp, again involved in massive DNA and paternity fraud. So just think of how many thousands or millions of fathers are out there who aren't really fathers of that of those children. Next article, Dr. Fauci, hero, liar, or sociopath. Next article, wealthy and mad rush to leave San Francisco. Well, I got news for you, folks. Vince and I have been talking about this for years. There's a mad rush out of every blue city and state right now to go to rural areas to relearn the old 19th century skills and dovetail them with 21st century technology. Because what's happening is certain people are being bribed, or certain people are being blackmailed. You know, that's why I mentioned a few weeks ago about Lavoy Finicum. I saw his daughter on the Internet, and she was talking about how he was shot by the FBI and evidence was withheld. And this Judge Sullivan is starting a new precedent called sovereign immunity doctrines. So as long as we continue to have different rules, laws, and accountability based on what group you're in, as long as the rule of law can be bought and paid for, one for the aristocracy, one for the serfs, one if you're a Democrat, one if you're a Republican. And then it's all broken down based on gender you identify, shade of skin, pigmentation, sexual orientation, religion, et cetera, et cetera. We can't go ahead if we basically, if we allow the elite to carry the narrative over the truth, we will never succeed as a country. We're going down. Now, I've seen videos of, I'm going to comment now, Vince, on what you said about the police or somebody in uniform stabbing tires. Those people should be arrested. There must be an agenda behind it. Because I've seen videos where white Antifa are spray painting kill blacks on walls. I've seen videos where, KKK and Black Lives Matter coming out of the same bus. You know, it's basically the powers that be are creating a problem and manufacturing a solution with agendas behind it, most coming out of so-called blue states. And that's where the violence is coming from. So when you talk about when police are basically popping tires, could this be, like I discussed earlier, could this be an audition, a litmus test for an initiation for future brown shirts? Because maybe these people are more interested in money than the public. Maybe those people have been bought and paid for. Maybe those people have certain really bad things caught on tape, like pedophilia, and they have to go along with the agenda. What about all these bricks that were laid in blue cities around the country? I need information. The fact that video is out and there isn't more information about it, to me, is kind of a red flag. We need truth. We need declassification. And I'll talk about the declassifications that need to happen again after the break.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, quick question before you continue. Are you seeing prices escalating as I am?
Well, absolutely. Like I've mentioned many, many times before with many, many, many specific examples, we're in a deflationary, stagflationary environment. But as they continue to print money, the term drunken sailor in a bar doesn't even hold water anymore, no pun intended. As they continue to print and other countries doubt our reserve currency status and they see that the bottom 93% see the delegitimization of work, the bottom 93% of people getting their wealth transferred to the elite, the things in need, like food, is going through the roof. So everything is phony. I think I've given lectures on that, you know, from the economy to phony earnings, phony caring, phony benevolence, phony philanthropy, phony nobility, equality, fairness, tolerance, diversity. I mean, even our medical system now. I mean, how they're coding diagnosis, diplomacy. It's pretty obvious that the multimillionaires, it's more of an aristocracy serfdom paradigm than left-right. And this is why I've been calling for practice what you preach laws for so long. But the elite don't want that. They'd rather have forced vaccines and big tech on us and basically have contact tracing and know every move we make and possibly set us up for crimes, and along with eugenics, depopulation, genocide. What we've done is we've allowed the delegitimization of work and jobs. And what it's going to do is hyperinflate the money and delegitimize commerce. And the little guy is going to be stuck with no voice. See, when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, where hard work, effort, proven results, and qualifications mean less, not only are you doubting your value as a group, but you're literally conceding to being insulted, degraded, and disrespected, because they're disrespecting your work ethic, ability, and intelligence. Rewarding mediocrity destroys a country. But see, when you connect the dots, you see the same people who are demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job are also demanding no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law. So you've given runaway power with no checks and balances to the most corrupt industries and companies and governments in our country and the world. And then you enable and protect the most corrupt countries with liability immunity. So when you destroy capitalism, you enforce fraud, illegitimacy, and fascism. That's how wealth inequality builds, pardon me. So that's why you always hear me saying stop insulting your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. We have to start being Americans, or else everybody is going to be on food stamps and welfare of some sort. And the government workers and big corporate America are going to get all the monetary benefits. In other words, they're getting free lunch and wealth redistribution, tax loopholes, setting precedents, using divide and conquer strategies. And we need, and basically, there's a few people in the middle who are selling out to the highest bidder. Four, and you can see how they're manufacturing perception of self-importance and self-preservation. This is why I talk about hypocrisy, double standards, and brainwashing. You know, we're not connecting the dots, because the people, us, we're being used as pawns. We don't have representation. Okay, the little people doesn't have it. In fact, what we have is more divide and conquer strategies against us. On top of it, we're being killed biologically, chemically, technologically, psychologically. We're being neutered. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. This is all a connection. So this is why you always hear me say, well, it's not one person's fault. It's not one group's fault. It's a whole agenda. And this is why I've been asking President Trump for the rule of law, not to go to the highest bidder. We need Epstein declassification and all the people around it. I mean, they can't even get Prince Andrew out here, because the wealthy are protecting their own. We need Clinton Foundation Uranium One declassification, FISA warrants, geoengineering weather modification tools, billions of cash sent to Iran, 9/11, alternative energies. All these things need to be declassified for the people, or else the people will never believe anything the elite ever say again.
Well put.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
George Floyd's final memorial service is getting underway shortly in Houston, Texas, where Floyd grew up and where he'll be laid to rest next to his mother later today. A vigil was held at Floyd's high school in Houston yesterday. That's where Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee addressed the crowd and paid tribute to the life of Floyd, who died in police custody in Minneapolis. She also announced the Congressional Black Caucus Legislative Response, which is a bill to confront police brutality and racial profiling.
Making sure that policing turns away from being a warrior and the denial of civil liberties and civil rights and turns into a guardian, that its focus is public safety.
The ups and downs of Wall Street. This morning, the Dow's been down about 400 points in early trading. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Polls are open today for Georgia's primary election. It's been postponed twice due to concerns over the coronavirus pandemic. A record number of voters for a primary have already cast ballots, with most being mail-in absentee ballots. Polling locations statewide are open until 7 p.m. local time. North Korea says it's cutting off all communication channels with South Korea. It's a move that experts say could signal that Pyongyang has grown frustrated that Seoul has failed to revive lucrative inter-Korean economic projects and persuade the United States to ease sanctions on the North. The North Korean Central News Agency is saying all cross-border communication lines would be cut off as of noon in what was called a first step of the determination to completely shut down all contact, meaning with South Korea, and getting rid of unnecessary things. Again, that a quote from the statement from the North, which has cut the communications in the past, not replying to South Korean phone calls or faxes, but then usually restoring the channels once the tensions ease. North Korea has been accused at times of deliberately creating tensions to bolster internal unity or to signal its frustration over a lack of progress in nuclear talks with Washington. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Rich Evans with us live in Montana. Rich, I was thinking about, how do we sum this up in just a couple of words? And you know what it is? It's really a confidence crisis that we have in the United States of America. We have no confidence in the government, whether it be the local, city, county, state, or federal government. We have no confidence. We have no confidence in corporations doing the right things. We have no confidence in our alleged representatives doing the right thing. How is it possible that we could have, Senator Blunt from Missouri siding with Monsanto to protect Monsanto from lawsuits because its products kill people and give them cancer. So we have government alleged representatives taking payments to protect corporations who work against us. We have the government saying, oh, you all don't need to know what's in your food. Heck, you know, these corporations know best. They know which food coloring is best for you. They know which preservatives are best for you. They know how much rat hair should be in peanut butter and rat poop should be in peanut butter. They know what the acceptable amount of that is. They know that China makes really good products and we should keep importing them and filling our landfills. We know all those things. We have a crisis in confidence, and that's the central theme of, I believe, what's really, really wrong with the United States of America. We can't believe the media. We can't believe the talking heads on the big screen, in the little screen. We can't believe anything. We can't believe companies that say lifetime guarantee and then they change their mind. Then we can't believe that products are any good. There's nothing that we can believe. There's a crisis of confidence, top to bottom, left to right. Any comments about that, Rich Sheehan?
Oh, yeah. We have open treason, fraud, racketeering, sedition. We haven't mentioned today the several coups against President Trump. We haven't mentioned today that 93% of all the information on the mainstream media about President Trump is negative. And until these declassifications occur, and I really believe from my reading and research that that's why we have Russia, 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 Ukraine, Ukraine, Stormy Daniels, the fake P dossier, COVID-19, pandemic, it goes, the riots, under the guise of race relations. You know, it's getting to the point, and here's an article right here. I believe in the stupidity of the stock market. This isn't on the top of Zero Hedge right now. I'm putting money back into the stocks because I'm going to bet on stupid. That basically sums up what's happening today because everything is illegitimate. I mean, we have the Bureau of Land Statistics creating purposeful miscalculations on small business startups in May. We have banks no longer required to have cash on hand. I'm not making this stuff up, by the way. And the bond market is four times larger than the stock market. Well, we know what the yield is in the bond market. It's little to nothing. That's why one of the reasons we're recommending go out and buy 20 to 40 acres right now. Have a garden. You know, go back to the basics. Food, water, shelter, energy. Start thinking outside the box. Start living outside the box. Everything is corrupt. Everything is set up so the elites get bailed out. So their malinvestment is hedged, is covered. And we, as little people, we don't even get protection rights or restitution under the rule of law. We, because we're infighting each other, are literally protecting the most corrupt countries, companies, and industries in this country. We're literally destroying everything that made us great and enforcing fraud by giving these companies liability immunity, just like Vince mentioned with Monsanto.
How about, by the way, the reason that we've been talking over each other is we have a huge delay today. I apologize for stepping on you, but the delay was over 2 seconds. I just want to tell you that's why. But here's something that's just absolutely reprehensible. NewTimes.com. The Trump administration, that would mean President Trump's administration, is going to make it easier for hunters to kill Alaska bear cubs and wolf pups. Here's what they're doing. This is sick. Hunters will soon be allowed to venture into national parks in Alaska and engage in practices conservation groups say are reprehensible. Baiting, hibernating babies, bears, from their dens with donuts to kill them using artificial light as headlamps to scurry wolf dens into slaughter. That's what they're doing. or they're going to do. The final rule that's expected to be published today in the Federal Register, the Trump administration will end a five-year-old ban on the practices, which include shooting swimming caribou from a boat and targeting animals from airplanes and snowmobiles. This is sick. Who thinks this stuff up? How about
how about the animals? Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
How about the animals having? Oh, I don't know. Equal rights, and they round up. Oh, I don't know. Politicians, and if the animals could fly, how about they shoot politicians from the air and snowmobiles? This is crazy in my world. It's not a fair fight. It's a slaughter. Why? Why? Achieving? You have a comment?
Yeah, can you hear me okay, Vince?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, there's definitely something wrong with our phones. Anyway, first of all, I want to say, because I'm a hunter, 85% of what I harvest is with a bow and arrow. You know, there has to be, that's why we were always called sportsmen. Now, I don't know the whole story about what you just said. I try to verify and read and research a lot of things, because a lot of stories are to create an agenda and to create division. Now, that being said, it's just like down south, there's a lot of hogs that are overpopulated and do a lot of damage to land and get rid of the indigenous animals, and they have to shoot them from helicopters, even though it's not technically sportsmen, but they have to cull the herd in a way. Now, I am definitely not for hunters, if you're a sportsman, to shoot cubs in dens or caribou in water and stuff like that. When I went caribou hunting years ago in somewhere in northern Canada, it's illegal to shoot them from a boat. Now, I think it depends on if you're a native or not. There's different rules and laws for different people. I don't agree with them. But let me talk to you about one of the first animals you mentioned was wolves. In Montana, we have a problem with wolves that were brought in who are non-indigenous, oversized, trapped from the northern continent of North America, mostly in Canada. So basically we had a herd of 20-plus thousand elk that would migrate out of Yellowstone every year. And Montana families, poor families, would harvest a certain population to keep it in check so they could feed their families. Well, now, and see how I'm connecting the dots here, so please stick with me. Now, the super wealthy have been buying up so much of Montana, and these non-indigenous oversized wolves are killing the game around smaller communities like Western Montana, who are trying to feed themselves, and between access and less game because of these non-indigenous wolves being put in here via our tax dollars, a lot of young Montanans, unfortunately, this is a per capita number, were number one for suicides and meth. So we're losing our heritage, our tradition, our culture, because certain powers that be are giving lots of access to the super wealthy to hunt on private land, but not allowing the little people to do it on public land because so much has been taken away by, again, these non-indigenous oversized wolves. So I'm just saying that there's a story behind a story behind a story. And the powers that be are doing everything to eliminate our freedoms, our liberties, our rights, our ability to be self-sufficient, our ability to control our own destiny, our ability to eat organic, non-GMO food. And this is why 96% of Monsanto shareholders voted to non-disclose GMO ingredients. This is the manufacturer of glyphosate. We need to go back to giving the power to the people. That's why I voted for President Trump, because he said he was going to give the power back to the people. And he's doing some good things, but he's surrounded by so many traitors and cowards. I don't know what he's going to get done. Vince?
Okay, so these, this National State Park Service officials said that they're going to allow on six national parks hunting with artificial light. That means hunting at night. They're going to allow hunting black bears with dogs. And they're going to allow hunting bear with bait. Bait. That's entrapment. That's like when the police encourage someone to break the law and then they arrest them for breaking the law that the police encourage them to break the law. Can you imagine? It seems sick to me. It seems sick to entrap wild animals with technology and kill them. It seems crazy to hunt babies, baby animals. It seems wrong to me to do that, but yet our government is going to allow it. It's crazy.
Let me pose a different, because that's what the show is about. It's information. It's taking different perspectives. Now, as a bow hunter, if you're bow hunting, see, the problem is they allow rifle hunters to bait for bears. And they should probably say, okay, well, if you're a bow hunter and you're shooting 35 yards max, maybe you could be allowed to, but not a gun hunter that can shoot 300 yards. And there's also another argument in states that do have, Montana does not allow bait for bear, okay? But there are arguments that I've heard of states where they can choose they can be picky on the bear they shoot. They don't shoot, a sow. If a sow with cubs come in, which is illegal to do, they can see it close up, not several hundred yards in the brush where they don't see the baby bear. They can pick a boar, which is a male. So there are arguments to both from the sportsman's perspective. I don't disagree with you at all, but there are connecting dots and different perspectives for often the right reasons that don't get shown to light as well.
We need term limits. One term, 2 years, you can serve and you're out. Not given enough time to accept bribes and payoffs and make deals. 2 years and you're out. All positions. We'll be right back.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Evans with us. Rich, I received an email. I'd like to read it. It's very short. It's one paragraph. And I announced that I have a temporary email address that's active right now. So if you feel like you want to send me an email, don't send me any junk, please. I'll keep it up for a while, and if I get beat up, I'll just shut it back down again. So it's instructor, I-N-S-T-R-U-C-T-O-R, instructor at usaprepares.com, usaprepares.com. Here's the email. I received it yesterday. Vincent, I've been a faithful listener for several years. I was looking for an email address to contact you on different issues over the years. When I heard on Monday's show about the temporary email, I just wanted to say thank you for your program. Although I may not agree with every statement you make regarding the countless issues discussed on USA Prepares, a majority of the times you've provided me with your wit and insight, which I truly appreciate. Thank you, Vincent. Regards, Joe in Canada. Joe, thank you so much for that email. And if you keep listening, you'll probably start to agree more and more with every statement I make. I'm just kidding. But we are in a crisis here in the United States of America. And just to prove that point, on Fridays we've been doing broadcasts about, oh, how to fix your appliances, do-it-yourself, money-saving tips with Kathy and Kevin. Great broadcast, in my opinion, you know, in terms of information for how to do it, right? Roughly one-third of the comments we get, or the thumbs up, thumbs down, roughly one-third, thumbs down. Can you imagine? That's how sick, how stupid, how insensitive, how callous, how me-first people are. Look, if you don't like listening to USA Prepares, do everybody a favor. Don't listen. Don't listen. But people can't stop listening. They're addicted to it. And they're addicted to beating us up for everything we say. Every day, every single day, people beat us up. I just checked it, for just to see what was happening over the last couple of months. Every day, people beat us up. We're just a bunch of volunteers. People don't like it. They don't like what we have to say. They're sick puppies. They really are. Rich Even?
Well, Vince, I got news for you, buddy. You're ranked number 3 for GCN, 2 behind Alex Jones, and we don't have 1/100th of his resources. And I like Alex Jones. I think I've gleaned a lot of articles from him. He's very accurate in a lot of ways. He knows a lot of information. He has great guests. But as with all people who are sticking up for the little guy, the bottom 93%, who are uncovering and connecting the dots of corruption and manipulation, who are teaching self-sufficiency, we will always be demonized, discredited, and delegitimized by the bots, by the paid trolls, okay? Because the powers that be have an addiction to power, money, and control. So when we don't stick up for the elite, which we don't, and stick up for the little guy, we will be demonized, discredited, and delegitimized. That's the way it's always been. And with today's technology, now you got to keep in mind, folks, these are the same people who want to take your jobs with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence, known as the technocracy. So,
Rich, here's something very, very upsetting. I'd just like to say this before we end the broadcast. DailyMail.co.uk. Ohio student, 22, dies 2 days after being tear gassed and pepper sprayed by police at George Floyd protest. Sarah Grossman, 22 years old, died May 30th after being found non-responsive at home 2 days prior. Her family said that she participated in the protest in Columbus, Ohio. She was tear gassed and pepper sprayed and died. 22 years old. So the police admitted that they pepper sprayed and tear gassed the protesters. They admitted it. So here's a young gal, very young, hasn't reached the prime of her life. Now, what would you say that was? Well, just a casualty of protest? Or would you say that is second-degree murder? I'd call it second-degree murder. There are images of young people, like less than 10 years old, being pepper-sprayed in the face by the police. Now, can you say that the parents aren't responsible by bringing their children to a protest? Why shouldn't parents bring children to a protest to see what's wrong with this country? And then the police respond by pepper spray in the face of children? This is sick beyond comprehension. That's what America's angry about. It's angry about these kinds of activities that have been going on for a long time. And when they say non-lethal, that's nonsense. Rubber bullets have poked out eyes and killed people. So is pepper spray. So is tear gas. And you are paying for it. Rich Even, very quickly, your comments.
Boy, with the music playing, Vince, I think I'm going to call it a day. I want to thank you for letting me exercise my First Amendment right. And, folks, we have to fight for the same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody, because if we don't, we will be divided and conquered for good. Thank you for
being
here.
That means the cops don't get away with it. That means you don't get away with it either. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. How about bringing back, an eye for an eye? That might work. Rich Even, thanks so much for being with us today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.